The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin. Austin, Texas.
Hey guys, it's Sammy.
And Sammy, and welcome to Transform, your safe space to form the best version of you.
There are going to be a lot of laughs and oh boy, a lot of tears.
But we are so grateful to be alongside you in your journey to transform.
Ooh, here we go.
Let's do it.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Transform. Today, Sammy and I just want to have some fun. We're truly just hopping on the mic to give you all the life updates, just have a fun little chit-chat between us and you and what's going on, and just giving the tea, really.
Giving the tea. And also, you are in person right now, which is so amazing. So we're here together in LA, which is always the most special. If you guys don't know, we actually record from our home besides when we have guests. And this is a special solo episode that we're doing together in person. So
Yes. You
look amazing. The tatas look amazing, which I know we'll get to.
We will chat about both of our tatas today. That's the real tea that we're all here for.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm loving them. The girls are girling.
I feel like we wanted to just open up with just some fun stories so you guys can continue to get to know Sammy and I's relationship and just the friendship and love and laughter that we share. And there was one specific story that we felt really called to share with you guys that just actually was so funny of us and just living our best life. And to give context, her and I were together in LA. We just left a meeting. We were living our best life. Sammy had a convertible at this time.
We're like so quintessential California.
Oh, we were living the California dream. We're driving in the convertible and we turn on Carrie Underwood.
I had like 5 songs saved to my car. Like, God forbid, you know, my aux cord wasn't working and the radio just sucks. So we turn on one of the 5 songs, which is Before He Cheats, Carrie Underwood.
Everyone knows it. Everyone can feel it. Everyone can relate.
Angry Girl Country just like hits me in a way that no other music can.
It was so good. It was therapeutic for sure. And we're singing our freaking hearts out. Like, we were like getting towards the end of the song. I'm like, this is living the life in LA with my best friend. We're vibing.
Sun is shining. We are screaming. We're both terrible singers.
Terrible singers. Everyone's rolling up their windows. And all of a sudden, we're at a stoplight and we're just singing our hearts out, not caring what anyone says. And legit, I had a bird shit on my head.
She was like, why am I wet? Oh my God, guys. Oh my God.
Mid-Carrie, I literally was like, Sam, I have bird poop running down my head right now and now on my fingers, and this moment is completely lost and gone.
And then I get a green light and I've got to drive. I'm already not really the best driver. So I'm like, okay, here's a rag, crying, laughing, can barely see at this point. But you know, life just keeps you humble. Life keeps you always grounded, gives you that perspective that, you know, you think you can be having the most fun moment of your life and then a bird shits on your head.
It was one of those times we looked at each other of like, stay humble, baby. Stay humble.
We love it. We love it. Honestly, one of the most funny experiences of my life. But you took it like a champ.
Thank you.
But I do think in hindsight, I could have maybe helped more. Like, maybe I should have parked.
You were just crying laughing at me. But honestly, I couldn't. I was crying laughing at myself, but also disgusted of how much bird poop was on my head. And then the whole ride home had a habit on my head.
I don't know if anyone else can relate to this, but when something's really funny, I always call it an outburst for me, because I have these outbursts of laughter that like I can't stop, and it actually
you do
can kind of make me an asshole. Like
no, you do, but you're smiling so big and then laughing and crying at the same time, you can't help but laugh, but truly you're like, you can't
like,
even
I can barely
help it.
Breathe. My mother-in-law, I can't even call her that, Tracy, like Andrew's mom, my best friend basically, she fell recently, but it was almost like there was a gust of wind and all of a sudden she was just on her back and her feet were dangling up. And like, I just look at her and I start dying laughing. And she's telling the entire family, like, I'm laying there like a dead bug, and Sam doesn't even come to help because she's laughing so hard. But I think these things just happen, and I can't control my outburst.
I know, I know. It's a fun quality of yours.
It's fun. I'm working on it, guys.
Yes, yes. So Sam and I just went on a girls' trip, both of us, but separate girls' trip.
Separate, yes.
So we felt like this would be such a fun topic to just talk about. This is a huge episode of just fun life updates, where we're at in our world right now, and kind of just like things we are being a witness of. And one of the things we are so a part of is our girls' groups. Sam has hers in Austin. I have mine in LA. And we both went on very different girls' trips. I went to Cabo. And
then Sam was hot in a bikini. I'm like in a parka freezing my ass off, but still cute.
You made it work. It was so good. But I feel like we have so many questions about girl groups, girl chats, all of that. So I feel like let's tap into our girls' trip, things that we learned, things that we loved, anything we want to share from them.
I love this. Yeah, I feel like so many of my friends are in this period of life where there are so many girls' trips, no matter what phase of life you're in. For us in our demo and our age, there's a lot of 30th birthdays, there's a lot of bachelorettes. Mm-hmm. But I also am really here as a witness to just so many women taking the time to be with their girls and mm-hmm. taking that time away from home. Maybe you have kids, your husband, your wife, whatever it is. Like, taking that time to just be with the girls is so important. And my last girls' trip this past weekend in Vail was truly so freaking fun. Mm-hmm. And it was for one of my best friends, Nikki's 30th birthdays. And I give Nikki the title of being my funnest friend. So I knew I was going to be sending it. But one of the biggest things I was going in with was actually that I haven't really been drinking. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say it that way, I don't want to give myself this label of being sober, because if I want to drink, I'm going to have a drink. I give myself that flexibility. But truly, I cannot tell you the last time I've actually had a drink. My friend group in Austin, really, they like admire it in me. They respect it about me. They don't push it. Where I think in other phases of life, if I wasn't ripping the tequila shot, it was kind of like looked down upon. Mm-hmm. So I'm on this girls' trip. Everyone is living their best life with all of their drinks and like doing what's great for them. Meanwhile, I didn't have one sip of alcohol. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really this beautiful moment for me of saying, wow, I'm right up here on the stage at the Après with everyone else being my best self, so freaking sober. Mm-hmm. And just such a proud moment for me, because mm-hmm. in past versions of myself, I would totally need to drink to even have the courage to send it or think I needed to. Mm-hmm. Where now I feel like I'm just in like such a different form of my body and in my life and have such a different identity that I know alcohol just doesn't make me feel my best.
I feel like that shows so much of course, the strength and discipline and love for yourself, but also how powerful with that group of friends to not make you feel any type of way. Yeah. Because we have been in those friend groups that are like, oh, Sam's not drinking, she's no fun, or whatever the energy they're giving you when you don't take that shot or when you don't go for the drinks. And I feel like it's so liberating to be in a group of girls who are actually like empowering you and so excited for you, and then also do their own thing. They're also not like, oh, that means I can't drink. They feel so safe to do what feels good for them.
Yes. I mean, even one of my other best friends, Lauren, who was on the trip, she has a 1-year-old at home and she's also pregnant with baby number 2. Mm-hmm. And there were definitely activities where she's like, y'all, I'm exhausted. I'm pregnant, literally 7 months pregnant. Like, I'm going to stay home. And there's just such a respect and acceptance for where we're all at in life, but mm-hmm. also the willingness for us to all say, fuck yeah, Nikki, it's your 30th birthday. Of course we're coming. And of mm-hmm. course we're going to be as fun as possible and send the energy that you have to celebrate you.
Yes. And you can just feel that in the room when like girls support girls. It is the best feeling.
Yeah. And I think, too, so many of those girls have been there for so many of my mm-hmm. fun moments. Like, I think back to my wedding, and I mean, Nikki was like serving it up on the dance floor. And I just love showing up for my friends in the same way that they show up for me.
Yes.
And also maintaining that boundary of whatever it is, whether it's alcohol, tiredness, whatever is going on in your life, like communicate those boundaries, but still say yes to the girls' trip.
I love that. I feel like, too, the beautiful expectations that we can put on ourselves for a trip or girls' trip, it just made me think of you being like, okay, I want to intentionally show up for Nikki in this X way. And I love that intention before showing up. And I think with the girls' trip that we had was 11 of us girls in Mexico, which is crazy that 11 of us girls got there with like just the group of girls that we have and the schedules and everyone's traveling.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I was so proud of all of us. And I think the thing that I got to witness was it kind of was a trip for everyone individually as well as together. And so some girls were, you know, one of my best friends, Whitney, just lost her grandma. And like her grandma was like literally her whole world. And we have just been there for her through this time. And when she arrived in Mexico, she wanted to have so much fun, let loose. And all she needed to do was like cry and be held. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this expectation of like, I need to have so much fun. I'm here in Mexico. And it's kind of like when you're with that right group of people, it's actually the time for you to feel so safe to either process emotions or let your friends be there for you, not always just the fun friends, but like let them actually hold you and love on you. So I feel like for my girls' trip, I was really proud of everyone just like really showed up for themselves, but also each other in a way of being like, hey, I need this from you. Hey, I'm actually feeling a little sad. Okay, now I'm feeling really fun. Like we were just like flowing all together of like, how can we be there for each individual here?
Yes.
So it was like a whirlwind of all the emotions, you know, like peeing our pants of laughter, like doing TikTok dances. Which was just
slayed.
I mean, it took us quite some time. We were like, we are so millennial. This is too Gen Z for us.
I know. Trying to keep up with Gen Z is a full-time job.
It's a full-time job.
Like, can someone please teach us how to move our bodies like that?
It was, I mean, Mackenzie was probably the one working it the most in the front. She was like choreographing the whole thing. But it was so much fun that we got to like let loose, do dances. But we also got to have like really good, hard conversations. And when I say hard, I don't think I mean like, I think we always talk about this. Like confrontation is actually so healthy.
Right. It's not drama.
It's not drama. It was actually like the most beautiful, needed conversations. Because when I look at these group of 11 girls that are in my life, some of them have been in my life for 10 years, which is insane. And some of them have been there for a year. And to be able to look at each one and say, wow, we're all in such different places than we were. Yeah. Thank goodness, like we're not all the same. And so to harness those relationships and check in with each other of like, how are you doing now
as we're evolving? Yeah.
And so I think I had some really profound, like deep conversations with some of the girls. And one of the questions I truly asked them was, how can I be a better friend? Mm. And the reason I wanted to ask that is because I feel like my intention with going to this girls' trip was to lean into my friends and really see where I can show up better, because I can get caught up in my world and work and, you know, JT and I, and you can just be in that flow. And I always want to be a better friend to my girls. They have been there for me so much. And it just started such a beautiful conversation. And everyone just started being really honest, but from such a loving place. And I feel like it's something that I would encourage anyone to just ask those kind of like funky, weird, different questions, but really gets everyone out of their shell and allows them to like be really honest.
I mean, it's really inspiring. I honestly want to do that too. And I think I totally relate and agree that we do get so consumed in our day to day. So when you are in person with the entire friend group, like how special of a moment to ask and show up for yourself and them and asking how you can be a better friend. Mm-hmm. But I think even sending like a quick voice note to maybe like a long distance best friendship that you're really trying to lean into and maintain, because I know even us, like we've really mastered being long distance best friends. And I feel like we show up for each other so beautifully day in and day out. And you don't even feel the distance. Mm-hmm. But because we ask each other, like, how can I show up for you? How can you feel my love? What do you need right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's so important. And I think that was the beautiful thing is I got to hear from friends of like, Sam, I would love a voice note from you. And I'm like, oh, just to know that
your words of affirmation are like truly amazing.
It's so my thing. And I think sometimes I maybe didn't know some people wanted to receive that in a weird way. Like it was so beautiful to hear someone say, hey, I actually really do want your attention a little bit more. And I'm like, you know what? Invitation. I'm like a projector where invitations are needed. And I think that's why those questions are so powerful for me. And when someone gives me that invitation of, hey, I want more of your love and I want to be like a part of your life more, I'm like, yes, I hear you. I see you. So I feel like there was a lot of those like amazing conversations that needed to be had.
One of my favorite things about being married to Andrew is that he loves to cook. I love to eat. He loves to cook. So it's a match made in heaven, truly. And for his last birthday, I actually got him a full set of Caraway's non-toxic cookware. And truly, it is just the most beautiful aesthetic for our kitchen, which I really care about, and the most easy to use cookware for our kitchen as well, which he really cares about. I got him the black with the gold hardware, and I just think it looks so elevated. It is beautiful. But beyond what it looks like, Caraway's cookware is actually fully non-toxic. So they're made without any toxic materials like PFAs, PTFE, PFOA, or any other hard to pronounce chemical. They're also, as I said, really easy to cook with. So they have this naturally slick surface, which means you can use super minimal oil and butter. And it's really like the slide off the pan dream that we all want with our cooking as well as cleaning. Also, Caraway is so well loved. There's over 65,000 five-star reviews about Caraway Kitchen on their website. So if you haven't tried it yet, now it is the time to try it for yourself. And just as a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with the saute pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's truly the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying them all individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/transform, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/transform or use code transform at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
I am so excited to share with you guys how you are going to upgrade your bathroom spa experience. I got the premium plush bath bundle from Cozy Earth, and it is everything. It comes with two bath towels, two bath sheets, two hand towels, and four washcloths. And when I touched these towels, it was truly like a magical soft pillow that I wanted to melt into. I also love to heat up my towels, so I'll put them in a towel warmer. And when I get out of the shower, it literally is a spa experience. I am obsessed. And I got them in this beautiful, just white color so that I feel very bright and airy in my bathroom. You can use our yummy promo code, use code transform for 35% off at cozyearth.com. Cozy Earth's towels are crafted from a blend of premium materials. They have a wide range of different styles so you can find the exact towel experience you want. They have premium plush, that's the ones I have. They have waffle, rib terry, and a brand new Nantucket collection. You can experience the ultimate softness, absorbance, and beautiful styles from Cozy Earth. Also, the quality and longevity we all know and love is absolutely here with Cozy Earth. All products come with a 100-day trial and a 10-year warranty. You guys, I am so excited for you to match me in your bathroom. Definitely tag me if you do so. So now is your time to upgrade those towels using code TRANSFORM for 35% off at cozyearth.com.
Transform your bathroom into a sanctuary of comfort with Cozy Earth.
Beyond the amazing conversations, did you maybe drink some water while you were in Mexico?
Stop it. Because we're not talking about me pooping my pants for the next 24 hours.
So I get a call from Samuel. Literally, I'm flying from Austin to LA the next day, and she's like, I'm unwell. I literally have sun poisoning, and I'm basically going to shit my pants any second.
I feel like the messages you get from me have to be just like slightly like, oh my gosh, Sam,
it's,
again.
It's like, truly the way where like you receive a text and you can't text back. You just need to call. So I just call Sam. I'm like, my girl, how can I be a good friend to you right now?
Yes. And the same thing. You're like, I'm here for you. It's okay. Like literally, I'm like, I'm coming home in 24 hours and we have a busy week. And I am, you guys, I got Mexican belly and I got sun poisoning. Like the sun was UV 12 and I'm having all of these deep conversations in the sun. And you know, when you're just in it, I'm not putting sunscreen on. I'm just like in the zone. Right. Now I am like peeling and being really gross, but it's okay. But I was going to the bathroom both ways and getting on that flight. I was just praying the whole time. I changed my flight so that I was sitting next to the bathroom. Like I was like,
oh, wanted that.
Oh, Bubba's. I was like, let's pray for everyone on this
flight.
You were
hogging that. Is what was going.
Like, my direction needs to be right next to this an aisle where I can actually just walk into the bathroom.
And it's so funny because when I think about you, I do like feel your love for your travels in Mexico always, but every time that water does you dirty.
No, like it's actually a blessing that I'm like, Sam, I think you need a break from Mexico. Yeah. It's not for you. You get so ill.
Meanwhile,
so,
I literally have 3 trips to Mexico in May.
Bubba's, don't eat the fruit.
Don't give me
the
any of your shit.
I will say, I'll talk about it when we talk about my skin update. I was talking to my doctor of why I always get Mexican belly, and it's, and she talked to me so much about how my white blood cells are so low that I can't fight this ish off. Like, there was only 2 girls on the trip that got it, and I'm like, I for sure was one of them. No more Mexico for me.
No more. I also just want to share while we're on this girls trip aspect, one of my best friends is also getting married later this year, and she's having this amazing bachelorette. And it was a really hard moment because I realized her dates were overlapping with my dad's 65th birthday trip that my family was planning. And she was on my bachelorette. We've been best friends since freshman year of college. We've seen each other through so much. And as I said earlier, I think it's really important to me to show up for people in the same way that they show up for me, if not even more. And as soon as I realized, I sent her a voice note. I was like, let me know when you're free for a FaceTime, but also gave her the juice of like, I'm just realizing that my dad's birthday trip is literally your bachelorette dates. Yeah. And in that same sentence, I also was kind of feeling like, gosh, I haven't gotten quality time with Madison in so long because everything always is this like macro girls trip, right? And it kind of was this blessing in disguise where we ended up chatting and I'm like, okay, I was about to buy a flight to meet you for your bachelorette with all of your best friends. Can I use that same money and fly you to Austin? Mm-hmm. And can we just have a one-on-one girls quality time, like staycation in Austin vibe? And it was such a hell yes. And it was such a beautiful moment for both of us too in recognizing, okay, I can't come to your bachelorette and I'm so sorry about that, but we're actually going to make it even more of a win and get that true quality time one-on-one that honestly, like, I don't think we've gotten since college.
I love that you offered that to her. And also, I love that she received that so well. I feel like those, again, are the friends that you want those responses as someone that's not so mad or angry at you that you can't make it to that bachelorette because she knows how much you want to be there.
Right.
But life is life. You also have your dad. And like the fact that you thought of bringing her to Austin is just such a beautiful match. And now you get that quality time, like you said, which is so beyond special.
Yeah, I think like these big girl trips with the whole crew are so insanely special. Yeah. But I also think if you're listening to this and you maybe can't get to the bachelorette, the 30th birthday, the baby shower, the high school graduation, whatever the event for your friends and showing up in their lives is that you maybe cannot get to, there's a million and one ways that you can still be so present without actually needing to be present. And I think like, really sitting with that and making sure that in life you're always respecting your own boundaries, but showing up for your people as they show up for you and really finding that groove there.
I love that so much.
Yeah.
I feel like I have to just bring up the topic of your boob surgery because I'm just seeing them in real life for the first time.
Are you distracted?
I saw so many photos, but the real life, yes, I am distracted. They look amazing.
They're
like
perfect.
They're perfect. I'm and so I feel like obviously, I've had my boobs done now twice, and I feel like I want us to just talk about this taboo subject or the subject of plastic surgery and just getting your breasts redone, the energy of actually choosing to get your breasts redone. And I would just love to know where you're at with it all, how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Share the goodies with
honestly,
your boobies.
I love that we are just so down to spill and like be so vulnerable and share obviously something so private, but also something that I think so many women can relate to. And I remember when I decided I was going to get my breasts done after literally thinking about it for years, like truly years. And I'll tap into more of the before and the mindset in a little bit. But when I decided, I immediately was like, this is something I do want to share and not something I want to hide from, because I'm so proud to be able to give myself what I'm so deserving of. And truly, I think with plastic surgery, it is so taboo. I think a lot of people want to hide behind it because people do cast judgments and opinions. But I am so here to say that everyone is so deserving of what they need to feel their best self. I'm not talking about the superficial looks. I'm talking about you feeling at home in your body. And me deciding to get, I got a breast lift and a breast augmentation, so with implants. I truly am sitting here 3.5 weeks later. Like, it's been days.
She grooving.
I am great, y'all. I am living my best life. I am so happy, truly so happy, and just feeling so at home in my body. And, you know, I always make the joke, like, money can't buy happiness, but, like, investing in myself to feel so at home in the vessel that is my body, you cannot put a price on that.
And I think that was the cool conversation. I remember you calling me saying, like, Sam, I'm thinking about getting my boobs done. And when you said it, I was like, hell yes, you are.
You were
because
so supportive.
I have seen your journey of like choosing yourself and going through, you know, the weight loss and the change of your body. And I see you feel so good in your body. And the one thing you've said to me is like, I feel the most me in my body right now. And I love my body so much. There's just one area that is like, not this reminder, but it's the area I can't do anything about. I can't work it off. I can't, like, I really have no control over it. And it was your boobs. And I just remember being so proud of you and so excited for you to start this conversation, because I think outside noise could say, you know, you don't love your body because you're getting boobs done.
Or why are you changing
it? Why are you changing it? Or, you know, all of that. And I feel like you're exactly right. You are the only one that lives in it. So you are the only one to actually have a say about it. And the fact that you have to wake up in it every day, you should feel as complete and as good as you want to feel in it every day.
I love you. I love you. And I could cry because I remember calling you in that specific conversation and just bearing witness to your strength and your own journey, and obviously the common thread to mine. And I think when I think about my journey, you know, losing over 80 pounds, I worked really fucking hard. Really, really hard. And it's not easy to do that. It really isn't. And I'm so proud of myself for getting to where I am and maintaining. Like, I've been in maintenance mode for 8 months now. It's crazy. It is absolutely insane that, like, like, I'm still really grounding myself in my body and learning my body. And, you know, I did a really good job the last 8 months of hiding something that was a real insecurity that brought me back to really dark places in looking at, I mean, truly, the amount of stretch in my skin on my boobs. I had quadruple D's. I barely had a B by the time of my surgery. I hid it. Like, no one knew. And it's interesting, once I finally committed to getting the surgery and started talking about it with truly anyone who I felt safe with, I started realizing that no one really knew what I was struggling with, because I'm so good at hiding it. And once I was actually speaking to it and feeling seen for all that is me and all that I desire for my body, I felt so safe and secure in sharing something that is so taboo. Because anyone who knows me and my journey and knows what I've accomplished, I think also can agree with me that I am fully deserving to love my body and do what my body needs. And gosh, I mean, I just could not be more grateful to have chosen myself, said yes to myself, done it for myself, taken the time to also rest after doing something so serious like surgery, which also for someone like me is a big deal. Really just easing into it. I feel like I should spill the tea on exactly what I got, just
spill
because I think a lot of people like to know. So I got a breast lift, and in that breast lift, they also reduce the skin. So the skin for me going from the quadruple D to the B was I mean, it was just destroyed is the word that they use. Like, there was no elasticity. I actually have a video on my Instagram of the skin, and like, that was a very vulnerable share, but I'm so grateful I did, because I think so many women see themselves in that too. So the breast lift really helped with the skin. And then I decided to also get the implant, and I did under the muscle, moderate profile, 295 cc, which, y'all, like, girl math, I don't fucking know what that means, but I love them.
You'll see the comparison when I tell you my CC. And just, like, I think when people ask the CC question, it actually is, you really can't offer it.
The bio-individuality in everything in life. Yeah. Like, this is what worked for me. This is not me telling you what you should do for you. But with that said, you know, I have scars that I'm working with now. And I think, like, the skin that used to represent my journey, I now have the scars to still speak that same story to. And my story is something I never want to hide from. And hiding from the insecurity that my boobs were for me from literally everyone outside of literally like you and my husband, Andrew. And now just like really embracing what once was and what I've done about it.
Yeah.
Right. I think going back to what I said, like, it's our body. We should have a say.
Yeah. And I think that's the beautiful thing that you did is you had a conversation with your body and asked if it was ready for implants.
Yeah.
Or if it was ready for this surgery. No one could actually tell you yes or no. Or it really was you already took that moment. And I would encourage anyone who's thinking about surgery is like, you got to feel it in your body that your body's ready for something like that. If your mind's saying it's ready, like, feel it in your body, because your body's the one that's going to about to go through, you know, really something intense. Like, getting surgery is intense.
Yeah.
And so I think you did the work of saying, okay, body, are you ready for this? And it was like screaming yes, and you did it. And I'm just so proud of you, and I feel so grateful that we can connect on it, even though mine was so long ago, and then I had my recent one.
Yeah,
I feel like I always have gotten asked about getting my boobs done, and I think, you know, my journey was a little bit different, that I got them pretty young. I got them at 22, and I would recommend, I've actually talked to like young girls who asked me if they should get their boobs done. And I'm like, if you're asking me if you should, then like wait for that moment where you're like, I know I should.
I think this goes for anything in life. When you know, you know. If you don't know, you also know.
Yes, like, just wait.
You need to wait. Yes. And it is like an all-knowing yes.
It is. It is. And so I would just recommend for anyone, especially when you are younger, like, if you aren't for sure yet, and if you're really scared on it, I have a girlfriend, Vale, who just got hers done, and she was so sure about it. And she's, I think, 25. And I think it's just you really being so sure that this is what you want. And then, you know, I'm 7 years later and had to get them redone.
We all have so many things to juggle and manage in a day. For me, it is owning a company, being engaged, having a doggy. And there are so many tools that I try to use to manage my stress and my schedule. I mean, from exercise, self-care, me time. But we all know we can all use an extra help with our stress. So start your morning with Rituals Stress Relief. This product uses first of its kind technology to support the body's natural cortisol response you can take on any part of the daily juggle. I absolutely love Ritual and their stress relief. I've been taking it at the top of the morning, right when I wake up. My mind is the busiest, so that's when I like to take it. I have used them forever, from their protein powder to their melatonin. They have so many magical products that I'm so excited for you guys to dive into. Stress Relief BioSeries technology is designed to optimize the release of a trio of a clinically studied ingredients to help the body manage stress. Ritual suggests taking Stress Relief in the morning when cortisol is typically at its peak, that's when I do it, to support the body's natural cortisol response, with an instant and extended release formulation for all day support. That's up to 8 hours of release. The juggle is real, so don't just respond to stress. Get ahead of it with the stress relief from Ritual. Get 25% off with your first month at ritual.com/transform. Start Ritual or add stress relief to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/transform for 25% off.
I'm so excited to chat with you guys about my new favorite thing to do at home, which is put on my red light face mask from Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in literally every single way. It's founded on science and also inspired by nature, which I feel like is really cool. But all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern day world. They have a huge range of premium wellness products that help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list is truly endless. My favorite product that they have, as mentioned, is the red light face mask. I like to use it for 10 to 20 minutes every day. It is so easy to use. I literally will put it on while we're watching Netflix or if I'm cooking dinner, whatever it might be. And it's both infrared and red light. So why I use this is because it boosts collagen and elastin production. It's also super lightweight. You don't really feel it on your face and it doesn't get too hot. But I have tried some other brands that just really did not compare. Boncharge's red light face mask is by far my best. There's zero EMF radiation and zero flicker. I have noticed so many improvements and I've tried so many other things to get the same result. But my Boncharge mask is truly the best of the best to help with my skin's redness. If you want to try, go to boncharge.com and use coupon code TRANSFORM to save 15%. That's boncharge.com and use coupon code TRANSFORM to save 15%. Send me a selfie in your red light face mask and I can't wait for you to try it. Walk us through the revision and also Sam, looking at you and yours. I mean, I made Sam flash me like as soon as possible on my last LA trip, or that was two LA trips ago now.
Two LA trips.
And I mean, literally, you are carved by the gods. Like, it is insane.
Well, thank you for that compliment. I will absolutely
my personal
take
Giselle.
It, baby. I love you so much. The amount that we have flashed each other is I FaceTime Sam and she's naked on the couch. She's like, do you want to see him again? I'm like, hello.
JT walks in and I'm like, oh, Sam, I'm naked.
Move the camera. So yeah, I had to get mine revised because originally I got them and honestly, they were really beautiful. I actually got two 80cc, so similar to you. And I had a nipple when I before I ever got boobs. So for context, I had zero boobs.
And my mom used to say a really funny saying. She said, because my mom also had no boobs.
Yeah.
She said she was a pirate's dream, a sunken chest. Isn't that cute?
I love that. I used to be like, I have blueberries, but that one's better.
Blueberries.
So that's where I started. I got 280cc's. I was like a small B. Honestly, I wanted them really small. And then what happened is I actually ended up building scar tissue around the implant, probably like 4 years in. But what I know now is actually it probably started within the first 3 months and I just didn't know of my surgery. And so with this surgery, so what ended up happening is they honestly started to get really rock hard and they actually started to be painful. So I started to feel pain in my chest, which I knew was more serious than actually just being able to go with them being hard. And so for my revision, I actually went to 380cc, which this is why the cc's, I'm like, y'all, you gotta figure out what works for you, because I'm like a bra wise, I weigh a 32c and I'm a 380, and
right, and now I'm I think a c2, like a really nice full c,
and you got 280
and I got 295,
so that's like,
but
the
I also had that little bit of breast tissue still in there.
Exactly, he was like, Sam, you have nothing, because I had so much scar tissue and then I had no boobs before. He's like, I don't really have much to work with here. And also my skin, just genetically, I actually heard Megan Fox just talk about this with her boobs. Genetically, I have very soft skin around my boob area and very thin skin. And I don't have a lot of fat around my boobs. Like, yeah. It truly is an area that I don't actually get a lot of fat going there. And so what happened is he's like, I actually had to pin skin, like almost like a table for your implant. It's under the muscle as well.
Yeah.
But to sit on so that they don't drop too much, like almost like my skin is so gentle here that he actually had to create a table for my implant to sit on.
And this is why our recoveries were like a 180 difference.
180 difference.
Sam didn't hug for 12 weeks.
I still am like, can I lay on my side? And it's been 6 months now. I'm like so crazy. But because I had such issues before, I think I was like so nervous.
No, and it's so good that you're being gentle knowing
and
that you
have the
gentle.
And he put me on such a supplement regimen to help with that scar tissue not to build again. So again, finding that doctor that's going to be there to support you. Like, yeah. I was on fatty acids, I was on omegas, I was on an allergy medication. Actually, this was to help inflammation. I was taking milk thistle, like all of these things, and I'm still taking them to this day. It was so important for me to do this surgery because I felt like, okay, this is my kind of my last one. Yeah. And if these implants don't work for me, then I'm not an implant girly. My body's saying no. And I kind of had that moment with myself, and they are just feeling so good. And I'm like so excited. But our stories are so different and our CCs are so different.
Yes.
But the like, you wouldn't know, and the boobies are boobing.
But our girls, I mean, we need to take like a boob pic just for memes. But honestly, like, I think, you know, what's so beautiful about our friendship is how different we are in so many walks of life, our bodies included. But having the common threads and being able to have conversations like this, mm-hmm. and truly like being a witness to your surgery to give me that, you know, just that motivation to say yes to myself and to do it for myself,
yeah.
is such a gift. I feel like I keep getting asked, like, what does Andrew think? Like, oh my God, is Andrew just so happy?
He's
and so
hyped.
Excited?
Come on.
He is truly, like, I mean, for anyone who doesn't know Andrew, I basically married like a golden retriever puppy dog. Mm-hmm. He is the most amazing human being. And what I just want to say for everyone to know, Andrew never made me feel like I needed to change. This was me and myself. This was the conversation and the feelings I had for me within my own body. And of course, he is hyped and stoked and like, damn girl, you look hot, which I love him for. Yeah. But he also was that same person in the beginning, mm-hmm. saying, whatever you want, I honor and respect.
I love that.
And I'm also going to be your nurse and take mad care of you.
Amen. Hallelujah for the boys. Poor JT had to do it for a lot longer than Andrew with my recovery,
yes.
but it's okay. But no, I think that's, again, the safety. We talk about the people around us so much. Each decision we're making is because I think of the safety within our relationships, because I could not feel this more the same with JT of just, he never once said I needed a boob job, or even when I have the boobs, it's not like I feel like he loves me more. Like,
right.
it's always been the same, and it's always been a me decision.
Yeah.
And to have that alongside of you is the best gift.
So agree. Okay, so with the next big topic, we are actually launching a whole new activewear line literally in a couple of days. And by the time you hear this, it's live. And I feel like we just need to give a bit more behind the scenes of just what the magic was of creating this launch, mm-hmm. and then I can kind of tap into the future of all the drops to come too.
Perfect. So activewear obviously has been, if you guys haven't seen on the form side, we have really dove into activewear, and it's been a journey.
Yeah.
And it's been a journey because we really want it to be so perfect, the closest to perfect you can get, but just want to be buried in it. I mean, you think about my life, I literally live in activewear every single day, and I know you do too. So we were very particular of this fabric and finding that dream fabric. So our fabric has actually changed since day one, which is so exciting. It's like this yummy, compressing, but very buttery soft. But the magic is that it actually like curves to your body. I say this like so strongly because when you have activewear that kind of lays over your body, I don't feel me in it. I'm like, I work for this body. I want to like hug all my curves. I want to like show it. I want to feel it. And so this activewear lays on the body where it's like really forming to your body rather than laying on top of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think what's so special to even say right now too is Sammy and I actually wear the same size in the activewear, but to look at how different but beautiful it looks on both of us, same style, same size. It is meant for everyone.
Yes, I so agree. And we have so many spring, beautiful colors. And this collection is called Bloom. And a reason we called it Bloom is so much of what we talk about on Transform here and just the journey of the only way we can bloom is by watering ourselves. And so this collection came about with just the springness, the freshness, the flowers, the bloom, and really giving ourselves that self-love. And we just finished our campaign, which I'm so grateful. It's out in the world. And you can see the video of just these beautiful women and all different bodies and just loving themselves, loving each other. And we have these gorgeous colors. We have Bloom, Sky, Walnut, and Black.
They're so good.
And they're
the
so
walnut
good.
Might be my favorite. Oh,
and we have like tanks this time. We have long sleeves. We have different
that sports
racer bras.
Tank, truly. Y'all, like when I tried on some of our initial samples, because everything we do is custom. Like we truly, the back house of all that we create with activewear, it is insane. We could honestly do a full episode on it with our designer. But I'll never forget the first time I tried on our core leggings and the racer tank. And I looked in the mirror and was like, I'm literally Kim Kardashian and no one can tell me otherwise.
No, when you tried it on, I was like, we did it. Because I do feel like I want you to love it as much just because I know how different our bodies are and how much you really love activewear too. And when you tried it on, you're like, Sam, Kim K. I was like, yes, we did it.
Like this what is more amazing. Could I ever want? I am so excited. And also because not only do we have this April 8th launch, we are already in the works for a restock because of just all the demand that we've gotten from you guys loving our last drop. And what's in the works is we're actually having a whole new collection that comes out in July with some of our core styles just recolored and some new additional styles that are really fun. And after July, we're actually doing monthly drops. So after July, we'll have August and so on and so forth. And we just really want y'all to know that this is like a full business to us. Like Form Active to us is just as much of a piece of our hearts as Form, as Transform. And we want you to love it as much as we do. So definitely try it. Give us your feedback. If you want color, certain styles, let us know. We always say we do it for the community and it's because we want you to try it. We want you to love it and we want to hear from you too.
Yes. April 8th, baby. All here.
Okay, next fun topic for us. So now that we're in April, what's really just beautiful is that
just April was so beautiful for you. It's so rough for me, but I love it.
Truly, again,
but
we
actually
are so,
so
different.
Beautiful at the same time.
Yeah.
But it has been 1 year since just
a lot has happened.
And so it's beautiful, but let's talk about it.
No, I mean, I think just right off the bat, this time last year, I was planning my wedding. We got married April 29th.
Best wedding
ever. And Sammy was also just like in one of like the deepest like forms of solitude I've ever experienced for you. That was so intentional and was so rewarding. But in it during that season, it was kind of like this really beautiful moment and really challenging and struggling moment of from both of us. Like, I know from my side, how do I make sure Sammy feels good when I am like focusing on where I'm at in life? And I know for you through our communication, you know, how do I show up for my best friend for her wedding when I am working through a lot in parallel path? And I think so many of you listening can probably relate to that. We all have different phases of life, but I want everyone to know that true friendships are there through everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sammy, you are in my front row. You are literally my darkest hour friend. No matter what happens in my life, I call you. And the fact that you do the same for me is such an honor. And like, I feel like such a great version of myself when I can show up for you in the ways that you allow me to. But we're sitting here a year later, and I feel like it is just kind of this beautiful moment of reflection. And yeah, like, holy shit, I literally got married a year ago.
Yes.
We're now planning our anniversary trip, which is so fun. So we're going to go to the Dominican Republic, which we've both never been.
Wow, I've never been there either.
Yeah, like rogue, beautiful beach. I'm like, here for it. Let's go. If anyone has any recommendations, definitely send them my way. But we wanted to go somewhere new, and what we're actually going to do is renew our vows. So at our wedding, Andrew and I both wrote like Nicholas Sparks novels to each other.
No, actually it was 10 pages long.
Each were 10 pages in like 10 to 15 minutes each. And we wanted a really informal ceremony, but what we wanted and what our favorite part of witnessing other people's weddings and love was hearing from them. Like, you're there to celebrate love. And I really always love to hear from people and why they chose each other, the story of their love. And our vows were beautiful. I'm actually framing them too. I just love them so much. And we decided, this was actually Andrew's idea, we are going to add on a new paragraph every year and just reshare and renew those vows together. So we're working on that for our anniversary trip. And I just think if anyone's ever wondering what to do for their anniversary, that's what we're doing. And, you know, we're 1 year in. I'm always also looking for inspiration of ways to just keep our love alive. I mean, we're such active players in our love every single day and just pouring so much of our hearts and souls into our marriage. And I'm also here to say that, like, marriage does not need to be hard. I feel like so many of really our parents' generation always told me that marriage is hard. Like, you're going to be great, but marriage is hard. And I hate that backhanded advice. And I'm so here to say that, yes, there's the hard and healthy conversations that any important relationship comes with. But truly, marriage is magic. It is such a gift. And I'm so grateful.
I feel like that's the thing is, I think hard is the word that people choose. But actually, it's just like what we're talking about, those hard conversations. Like, we've had so many. I just had some with my girlfriends. It's actually, I want a new word for it because it's like healthy.
Challenging.
And challenging. But like, that is how we grow. And if you're with that partner, that is actually going to make you feel challenged and like push you as we are evolving together.
It's like such a good point. Like, if being held accountable feels hard for you, then yeah, marriage will be hard.
Exactly. And I think that's what people don't want.
If letting people in,
yeah,
if letting people into your anger, sadness, whatever you're dealing with feels hard for you, then yes, marriage will be hard.
Yes.
But if you can just be your full self and allow that magnifying glass to shine into your heart and soul and allow your partner to be your true partner in the sense of that word, marriage is not hard. It's challenging in the most beautiful way.
And I think that is something so powerful to speak on is I feel like when people get in really safe relationships, like they feel so safe in them, this is actually what happened for me is like I felt like so much of my things that I've pushed down or insecurities came through, but not because my partner was wrong. It was because they actually were so right and allowing me to feel so safe to endeavor on so many things that I have pushed down. And I think we want to run from that. And then we feel like, ooh, maybe this partner is wrong because they're bringing this out of me. And it's like, no, it's the most beautiful gift that you get to change now the trajectory that you were on with that certain subject. And if we don't actually face these things, we're going to continue to get in the same relationship or in a relationship that we feel like we're not going to allow ourselves to fully get there. And we play like half in, half out.
Yeah.
And I think that seeing your guys' marriage has been just so beautiful and inspiring and I think it is such a partnership, and I think that that's what I stand so strong with JTN is like the true partnership and strength and like how much he has shown me of, hey, I love you and I see you actually so clearly where sometimes I'm like, I'm like so seen. I'm so seen, but you love me so much and it kind of scares the shit out of me. Like it's so real, you know, when you feel so safe and you can go through these things. And I feel like I get asked quite a bit, like when we're getting married, I obviously am engaged. And if anyone doesn't know, I am engaged.
Yes, with she's engaged people.
I am engaged.
And they are very happy people.
And we are so happy and like truly just marinating in all of our goodness and like what we have just like truly said yes to. And I feel like the marriage conversation, I am just so in this journey and JT and I are in it together of we are just waiting for our divine hit of like, hey, this is exactly what you should do. And if it's eloping, if it's having a 230 person wedding, if it's just with our friends, and we'll know. And right now we are just like waiting on that inner knowing and feeling so good that this is our future and we are together forever, but waiting for when we want a wedding and whatever that is. You know, I'm like contracts already signed in my head.
Right.
So it's gonna be for everyone who is waiting on the edge of their seat, stay tuned and I will keep you updated. But that's my little update for wedding.
Yeah.
Goodness right
no,
now.
I mean witnessing you and JT and your love, your like true contagious love. I love you both so much. And I've loved witnessing your love too. It's so inspirational. And I cannot freaking wait for that divine moment. And I think with weddings, there's so many of these social norms and quote unquote have-tos. And of course, leave it to you, my constant inspiration, to figure out what is truly meant for you, not just doing what everyone else does because you can.
Yeah, I think that would be the next thing is when JT and I do have this wedding, I do see us paying for it all, planning it all, almost like the noise got so loud before that I actually feel like, especially for myself, our journey is really important for me to like it be so us. And it's a constant thing that I have to work on of like not listening to the outside noise and really listening to her and the partnership of JT and I. So I could see us like planning it and kind of just doing our own thing and everyone being like, what?
I'm so excited. But even if y'all are eloping, just you two on a mountain, just know I'm at the bottom of the mountain, right?
I trust me. I feel like you'll somewhere be in the corner.
I'll respect your boundary, but just know I have my own
willingness. You're on Zoom somehow.
Literally zooming in. No, I'm so excited for you guys.
I also am really excited because this year Sammy Clark is turning 30.
Oh my gosh.
I'm turning the big 30.
I feel like you're not a birthday girl. So how does the 30 feel with a birthday?
Definitely ask my friends who have been asking me every single day, Sam, what are we doing for your birthday? And I have said it hasn't hit me yet.
Yeah.
Like, just like all things in life, it has to hit me so hard. And if it hasn't, then I'm like, I don't know yet. I do know I want a party or to be celebrated or go somewhere or do something.
Yes.
I just don't know what. But yeah, I do not like birthdays in the sense of like celebrating big. I love to travel with just JT and I. So I do feel like, honestly, turning 30, I am so flipping excited. I think the Saturn return, the journey I've been in, what I've been leaning into, I'm like, 30s, you look hot. Like, I am ready for you. I've never felt so ready for you. Like, let's do this. So I actually feel really called to have like a party or do something kind of big. I just don't know yet.
Oh my gosh. 30, 30 and thriving. No, but in all seriousness, I do feel like you have done such work. And I think that's what our 20s are. Mm-hmm. Like, even in hindsight on my 20s too, I'm turning 29 this year and my birthday's actually exactly a week after Sam's. I think about my 20s and I think about all the lessons. I think about really finding myself and really like coming into my identity. And what excites me just in witnessing all the work that you've done is that 30 for you is going to be you living in your lane that you've created for yourself and you literally living your best life, not just what other people projected on you or what you thought would be your best life, but really the work you've done to identify, oh, this is me. This is how I thrive. This is what brings me joy. This is what I want to pursue in life. And everything else is just noise.
I appreciate you saying that. Honestly, I have to reflect on the Mexico trip. We picked a tarot card and I picked the sun and the entire like page about it was so much of me doing the work and where I'm at now and celebrating that and being the light and like embracing it. And all the girls who, you know, you've been a part of it, they've been a part of it and they've seen me just really step 2 feet into this journey. Like I'm going to do it. And it is a continuous journey for sure. But just the true work that I think started when I was like 27, 28 and to be where I'm at now and then approaching 30, I do feel like the sun. Like I feel like I am just like vibrating and like giving this energy where I've never felt so happy and just so good in my body and in myself. And so like anyone on the other side of like in the 20s or even if you're in your 30s, whenever time you've really said yes to it, like just know there is that like sunshine out of it and it feels so fucking good. And so I'm like, just to have everyone even on the outside be like, Sam, I am like, you're radiating. And I'm like, thank you because I feel that. I didn't even need that, but I feel that.
There's like a new lighthearted edge to all the light that you're shining. And I think you as a human being and as you're wired, your nurturing sense for so long was catering to all of us and all the weight that we carry. And you were feeling it alongside us. And what I now know in feeling you is you're actually so with it and so in tune with yourself that you can laugh that shit off.
Yeah.
Like you literally, like nothing is impacting your light anymore.
Yes. No, we literally were having a conversation before this and you're like, whoa, Sam, the way that you're doing this from the outside and like talking about this, you're not so in it. You're actually on the outside being able to like make it light and separate yourself from it, which is so huge.
And this is truly like I've never witnessed it to this extent with you. Mm-hmm. And it is true sunshine.
Thank you, baby.
My girl's shining.
Thank you.
Okay, so to wrap us up, we just want to kind of go through some quick rapid fire what we're loving, just random wellness things, just feel good things. Sam, you want to start us
off? Sure. Should I hit all of them or do you want, should we go back and forth? Let's go back and forth.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So number one is my Juve red light therapy light. It is my morning routine, like non-negotiable. it is so good for inflammation. It's so good for detox. Like the way that I feel with that red light hitting me while I'm meditating, it's like the best multitasking energy.
And it's the one that hits your entire body, not just
face. Entire body, yes. Okay. It's like the size of my forearm, but like wide. And then, you know, it's not too big. But it is so nice. It takes up like the entire body from face all the way down to my toes. And just like I do it naked, honestly, like even for my scars on my boobs, like I'm like inflame this body down, like let that body feel so good. Even when I have like irritations, I swear I see them go away using this red light and do it for 10 minutes. It's so quick. And the brand I love is called Juve. And I use it while meditating. And it is like every single day I need it now.
Wow. Yeah, I really need to get on that train, especially now with my inflammation. It's a real thing after surgery.
You'll love it.
One thing that I'm loving right now is my feel-good movie marathon. So I actually did like a little Q&A on Instagram and had everyone write in all their favorite feel-good movies. And in therapy, what I realized is a lot of the content I was consuming, specifically like around the shows and movies I was watching, were triggering a lot of trauma within me. So I made a pact with my therapist. I'm only going to watch feel-good movies for the next little bit and see how I feel. So we did Parent Trap, of course. And what was really special actually when watching Parent Trap was Elizabeth James, the mom in Parent Trap, who actually passed away in real life. I saw so much of my mom in her. And when Hallie was meeting her for the first time, it was almost like me witnessing my mom in all of her light. And they did this pan to her vanity. And she was wearing, she had my mom's perfume, Fracas, which like is very rare. Like I never really have met anyone else who wore it. So just like these constant signs that I'm now seeing in these feel-good movies. 13 Going on 30 is one we have to watch for you this year. Shall We Dance was a first for me and a really fun one. Also Notting Hill. I have a whole list and we can post
I've screenshotted
too.
It. It's amazing.
It does just really have an impact on my mood.
It does. It's one of those things when you're feeling kind of in a funk or something, putting on a nostalgic movie, like our body craves that nostalgic good feeling.
I know we both just watched Princess Diaries.
I ended up watching
Hathaway.
Number two.
Oh my God. Yeah. Number two is arguably even better.
It's so good.
I think that's a little, you know, some people might argue that, but
it's
I love Princess Diaries.
Okay. My thing that I'm loving right now, and my mom actually gave me inspo for this because she's always texting me like, what brands are you obsessed with right now? Just because there is so many. I have drank so many energy drinks and I'm not really a big energy drink drinker, but sometimes you just need that extra oomph before, especially like a form strength workout. When I film these, sometimes I'm like, we call it the sauce when I film with Dexter and Shelves. And like, literally I'm like, give me the sauce. Like I can't
give
see
me the
straight.
Sauce.
Coffee wasn't enough. And I could literally say this like so boldly, this drink called Gorgy is the best energy drink I've ever had. And here is why. I love all other energy drinks. They take a time and a place to feel like you're like on Adderall and like you're just buzzing at all times. But like the body sometimes is going so hard where you're like, this is a little bit much. Like I could feel that like that sometimes on other ones. And Gorgy has ingredients in it that are actually so much about the mind focusing, not just the body. So it's doing a beautiful balance of like, you have this energy in your body, but it feels very like a comforting energy and a, like not something where you're having an outer body experience. But then your mind is also so focused. Like I actually would drink some of it, like doing emails or things that are hard for me. And when I take it, like all of us in the office have voted, it is the best energy drink.
I agree. And this is the funniest part. So we have them at home. Andrew was drinking them not knowing their energy drinks because he just likes the taste. So homeboy was drinking one at dinner one night and I'm like, babe, what are you doing?
He's
like,
I'm
do
so
you
want to
grab like a LaCroix if you need some water, like some bubbles? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's straight up an energy drink.
But it definitely shows you're not cracked out if you can continue drinking it. But that is bold. That is bold.
Yeah.
But I love them. They're so good.
No, I've literally never tasted a better one.
Yeah.
They're really
so
good.
I feel like the orange is my favorite.
Okay. I need to try the orange.
Yeah.
Another little drink hot take that I'm loving. I've actually been mixing my espresso. So I try to do 2 shots of espresso only every day because I do love my coffee in the morning. And instead of making it in a latte, I've actually been putting the 2 shots of espresso with my Owen protein shake.
Genius.
And I always do my coffee after my workout anyway. And me really hitting, I try to hit 120 grams of protein a day. It's truly the only macro I track and I don't really even track it. I do it mindfully. Mm-hmm. But these Owen protein shakes have 32 grams of protein. I know you love them too.
I
the
love
chocolate
them.
Flavor for me is amazing with the coffee. So I am crushing my caffeine with my protein. I'm just like loving it. It tastes great.
So good.
two for one.
You're getting your literally 30 grams of protein at the top of the morning. Like that is massive. And they don't hurt your stomach.
No, they're
great. I literally have one at least a day.
Yeah, I know. I remember JT posting, like, I think I have three or four of these a day. I'm like, boy.
Oh, he is. I know. I'm like, is your stomach okay?
Those thighs alone need 30 grams of protein every second.
Actually, one for each. One for each. Okay, my next yummy one is actually castor oil. And this is really recent for me, also from my beautiful mother. She is like so into taking care of the skin and the body. Like if you guys saw my mom, she's 61 or 62, and she looks insane.
She's
never
stunning.
Has had like any face crazy work done.
She's like, exactly what you would picture Sammy Clark's mother to look like, for anyone wondering.
I mean, I'm like, please let me look like you when
she's
I grow up, because
she's
just so stunning. But she's always prioritized taking care of her skin. Like truly, that woman really has. And her new obsession is castor oil. And I've heard about castor oil for like liver detoxes and things of that sort. But she ended up going hard and like watching all of these videos. And she does say, like, speak to your doctor before you do it. But it really helps with the inflammation, helps with tightening of the skin. So I actually have been putting it on my nipples for my scars with my boobs.
Why
and helping.
Is nipples such a funny word?
It is. When I said it, I was like, sorry, Jackson.
I blink so hard when I say nipples.
Nipples. But I really have been putting them on it. And then with my sunburn that I got with my horrible sun poisoning, I was putting it on areas that like truly I could see like not doing well.
Yeah.
And it's just so healing, helps with inflammation, helps with detoxing, helps with tightening the skin. So my mom's actually been massaging it into her neck.
Wow.
And she's like, start it now. And so now every single day I'm like literally lightly, gently massaging it into my neck. And it's supposed to help with like really tightening of the skin.
Oh my God, I need a link.
I'm putting it below.
I'm ready to swipe up, Sam. Okay, my last one. So this was like a little bit of a bougie purchase for me. When it comes to my makeup routine, I've literally used the same makeup since sixth grade. Like I learned, you know, my MAC palette, powder, whatever the heck. Like when people ask me for makeup recommendations, I'm truly just like I'm not the one exploring like the best products because I've used the same things. They work. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. But I did just buy this palette from Dior.
Ooh.
And
fancy.
Very fancy, but also like quite affordable for Dior. And I start like, am I glowing? Because when I put it on, so it has like a darker bronzer, a lighter bronzer, like a whitey highlighter one, and a blush. And I kind of just modge podge it all over with no real strategy, and I love it.
Wait, I mean, you're literally glowing, but
thank you, babe.
Always. I need to try it.
Yeah,
I need
no,
to
it's
try
really
it.
Good. It's really good. And now that I have purchased it, like, ooh, maybe I do need to revamp my makeup.
I love that. No, it's fun to revamp. Yeah. I revamp often.
Yeah. No, you're good. You like look up the ingredients.
I like makeup a lot. I feel like I'm going to give a makeup one just because I think that's a fun topic. So my favorite lip liner on the planet, and I feel like I try to go for a very natural lip liner, like one that like kind of enhances your already color of your lip. And I have like a pretty like soft pink lip, neutral, I would say. That makes no sense, but you guys get what I'm saying. It's a lip, okay? But I would say my favorite lip liner that I'm loving right now is Makeup Forever. And I believe it's something caffeine. And I get the most compliments on it. And then I put Ilia Heartbeat, and it's like this beautiful rosy red. And it's like a lip tint, and you tap it on your lips. And literally Mari texts me like, what is on your lips when I filmed in the video? And I'm like, it's the most natural looking, like your lips are just lip blush. And so I'm obsessed with those two.
Okay, I need links for those too.
We'll link them.
I love you so much.
This was fun. I know.
Let us know if you liked this, guys, and we can keep doing them. But truly so fun. We love you, and we'll see you in the next one.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. You listening to this episode is you saying yes to living the dream life you absolutely deserve. We release new Transform episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a thing.
Also, we would love to hear from you, so leave us a review. And if you include your Instagram handle, we might even reach out and gift you a complimentary form membership. You can also follow us on Instagram at Transform, and then at Sammy Spalter and at Sammy Clark. We love you.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.